people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Select Blinds and Arrow Fastener. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your summer projects. If there's a DIY on your to-do list, give us a call. Let's talk about it. We'll help you get it done once, help you get it done right, and you can just move on with the rest of your summer day. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. You can also post your question at MoneyPit.com or on Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Well, summer marks the riskiest time of year for pool drownings, which is actually the leading cause of death with young children. So we want to do something about that today by explaining the best way to back up parental supervision and keep your kids safe. It's a pool safety approach called Layers of Protection, and we'll review it in just a bit.
Plus, replacing your front door is a project that can increase both your home's value and its curb appeal. We're going to share some tips on how you can get that project done.
And if you're ready for an easy indoor decor project, adding new blinds can be just that. But when you measure your windows to order, there are two mounting options to consider, inside versus outside. Both look great, but one might be a better choice for you. We'll tell you how to decide.
And you guys, this is the last week to enter our DIY Dad giveaway. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners. Check out all the details at MoneyPit.com.
But first, we want to know what you want to know, so give us a call right now. Let's talk about your home improvement, your home decor, your home remodeling project. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kay from South Carolina is on the line joining us and needs some help renovating an older home. Tell us about it.
We have a property that in the neighborhood, it's going through a regentrification. The home hasn't been lived in over 7 years. And I'm trying to troubleshoot what will it take to get that house back up and running.
Okay.
What steps do I need to check to take to start to evaluate where my costs are going to be?
So you say nobody's in it now. Have the utilities been on, or has it been completely vacant with no utilities?
Completely vacant, no utilities.
There's a number of things that you want to do with a house at this stage. The first thing I might consider doing to kind of give you a good overall sense as to what it's going to take is to hire a professional home inspector to do an inspection of that home and explain that you're trying to identify what kinds of work it's going to need so that you could either remodel it yourself or sell it or whatever your intentions are for this
place.
Can
you do that at this point, Tom, with none of the utilities on?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's going to be challenging because part of the issue is going to be, you know, utilities are off. Do we know if it was all the pipes were properly drained before that happened, or we can have big surprises when the water's turned back on or the gas is turned back on. So yes, the inspector is not going to be able to tell you everything, but considering that this house has been vacant for so long, I think you might be able to get a good sense as to where you're going in terms of next steps and identify what the biggest projects are. And then, you know, once you kind of know where you're going with that, you could consider hiring an architect to help you plan the renovation. If it needs a lot of work, I would recommend that because an architect can look big picture and make sure that, you know, whatever you're going to do that is going to be consistent with whatever budget you want to put out for it. And then also, of course, you need to have a sense as to what the value is so you can make that cost analysis in terms of whether it's worthy of putting in whatever, however number of dollars, you know, you have to put in there to kind of fix this place up. But just to kind of get you started, since you don't really have a baseline here, I think it'll be well worth $300 or $400 to hire a professional home inspector. I would recommend that you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That is homeinspector.org is their website. And those guys, if they're certified members of ASHI, is the acronym, the American Society of Home Inspectors, that's going to be sort of the cream of the crop, the better inspectors in your area. You can enter a zip code and get presented with a list of inspectors, and you can call and speak with them and find one that you feel like you can connect with that can address this issue. But then you'll have a much better idea of what you're getting involved with here. You won't know it all, but I think you'll be much farther along.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Now we've got Daryl from New Jersey on the line who's got a question about a porch. What's going on?
So this house has a wraparound porch, and I'm redoing the porch because a lot of it's rotted. It's probably about 3 feet off the ground. Do I need to add in any kind of vapor barrier underneath the porch?
You don't have to add a vapor barrier under a porch. It's wise to put a vapor barrier in a crawl space, but under a porch, it's usually wide open anyway. I don't know how you're going to finish off the outside, but if you're going to use lattice or skirting.
Yeah, lattice.
You know, when it comes to lattice, if you purchase a wood lattice, that can be very time consuming to maintain. There's a product out that's fairly new by Trex. Their website is Trex Lattice Works. Plural, TrexLatticeWorks.com. And what's cool about this stuff is it's absolutely gorgeous, and it's made of composite, which means it's never going to need to be painted. It comes in white and black. It comes in the sort of standard checkerboard look and also has some different patterns. And if I was redoing my porch today, that's what I would use because that lattice is a tough area to have to maintain because it's, you know, close to the ground and because it's damp down there. So I think composite's a really good choice for that, and it would be worth investing in a product like that.
Great. Thank you so much. Love your show. Really appreciate the help.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're working on our homes. You're working on your homes. Let us help you get that job done right the first time so you can actually get outside and enjoy the weather.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, pool safety is a big job, and nothing can be a substitute for keeping a close eye on kids around a pool. But there's one very important thing you can do to back up that parental supervision. We'll share that important tip when The Money Pit returns.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more.
Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I gotta tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish. Every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious. And Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Available at MoneyPit.com. Also, you can head on over to MoneyPit.com and subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time, and we are so pleased to be able to help you with your projects. You can listen at your convenience. Just go to MoneyPit.com and sign up today.
Well, to celebrate Dad, we've got our sweepstakes DIY Dad giveaway. And this is the last week you can enter to win some tools for Dad. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
Each set's worth $120. It includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow staple gun, as well as an Arrow GT300 high-temp glue gun. These tools are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and they're going to give your dad years of use.
That's right. You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and be sure to take advantage of the many ways that you can earn some extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Now, the sweepstakes ends Sunday night at midnight, so enter now at MoneyPit.com.
Jackie in Illinois is looking for some small garden decor tips. What's going on? Tell us about your space.
I had just purchased my home. It'll be a year, the second of next month, and my yard is big enough for me, but yet small enough for anybody else. What I would like to do is put like a garden area up along the west side of my fence without having to dig the yard up and make the yard look real tacky. Do you have any hints, suggestions, ideas?
So you have a fence along this one wall. You want to put a garden or a flower bed in front of that. What is the rest of the space?
Well, it's my backyard is fenced in, and from my garage, which is on the east side of the property, clear to the west side, I get plenty of sunlight.
Okay, but is it grass? Is it patio?
The biggest portion of the yard is grass. I've got, like, a small patio area, like, right next to the garage. And if I could just put, like, a flower bed or a place that I can put, like, a small garden, is what I would like to do. I kind of like to use the landscape lumber, but I don't know how much to get or how to go about putting it up.
All right. Well, my first thought, since you've got this patio area in front of the garage, and the garage is probably just, you know, a blank wall of whatever the siding material is, my first thought is to do a great little seating area in front of there. And you need to think about, you know, are you looking to sit at a table or do you want to sit at, like, you know, a small settee, you know, a little couch area with a chair? So think about how you would like to use that space. Are you looking for eating and entertaining or more like lounging and relaxing?
Mainly like eating and entertaining.
Yeah, so definitely a table umbrella, some chairs there. That's great and does not have to cost a ton of money. I mean, you can find some at home centers, you know, department stores that specialize in home decor for very affordable amounts. Now, on that back wall with the garage that's kind of, you know, lackluster, you can either do a trellis with some potted plants on either side with a climber like a clematis or an ivy or a night blooming jasmine, something that will sort of grow up and out of the pots and onto the trellis. You know, I did this on the side of my garage with two potted clematis, and I have this beautiful, you know, wrought iron trellis that I found that I've put, you know, twinkling white Christmas lights on, and the clematis sort of takes over it in the summer months and blooms and smells fantastic, and it's just lovely to sit in front of. You can do something like that very inexpensively and very easily as well. Now, as far as a flower bed on the opposite side, I mean, you're really not going to sacrifice that much yard space if you do dig up a portion of that lawn. And that really is the best way to do it, to create a flower bed. And what you can do is you can use either that landscaping lumber or even stones, river rock or, you know, field stones stacked up to create a little wall for a flower bed. Just remove that layer of grass, fill it in with potting soil, and plant away. And that really is a great way to create a flower bed. And if you go sort of creatively with your shape and edge it a bit, you're not giving up that much lawn space.
I thank you so much for your help, and I greatly appreciate it.
Well, if you have kids and you have a pool, you know that pool safety is a big job. And while nothing can be a substitute for you keeping a close eye on your kids around the pool, there is one very important thing that you can do to back up parental supervision. Now, it's an approach that's called layers of protection. And it's essentially just that. It's multiple ways to keep your kids away from the pool when no one is watching. And it includes fences, pool covers, and alarms.
Yep. So first, let's talk about fences, because when they're properly designed and installed, they are by far the most effective deterrent against drowning. But pool fence, it's actually quite different than any other type of fence. First, it's got to be four-sided, of course, completely surround the pool, and be at least 4 feet high. But it also must be what's called non-climbable, because, for example, you can't use a standard chain link fence because the holes, the squares, the space, it's just too big, and kids can slip a toe in there and climb it. Instead, you need a special type of chain link with smaller openings. So these fences are designed specifically to be around pools, and they, whether they're chain link or whether they're another type of fence, they are designed so kids cannot climb them. Very important.
Now, that's super important, and especially when it comes to a fence, you got to have a gate, and the gate tends to be the weakest link in all of that pool fencing. So your gate has to be self-closing and self-latching. That means it's going to slam shut if it's left open, and those gate latches should be mounted at least 54 inches off the ground and have child-proof release mechanisms so that the kid can't just reach up and let themselves in. Now, pool covers, those are also really good at giving you maximum amounts of protection, really next to the fence. Now, your best option is an automatic pool cover, and you can use it between swims rather than only at the end of the season. The covers are motor-driven, and with the flick of a switch, they automatically creep across the pool and seal out access to the water.
So let's shift now to talk about the alarms. There are pool alarms, door alarms, and fence alarms, and they're all very, very important. So let's talk about a combination that works for you. First off, the door alarms. These are battery-powered. They're installed on exterior doors leading to the pool. Now, if the door is open without depressing this childproof bypass button that they all have, the alarm is going to sound within 7 seconds, and it stays on until it's disabled by an adult. The alarm's also effective in preventing an adult from leaving a door open. If the door's open for more than 10 seconds, it's also going to ring. So they're very, very important, especially in cases where you don't have a fence on four sides. Sometimes folks only have a fence on three sides of the house, and the house itself becomes that the fourth wall of the fence. Well, if it's going to be a fence, it's got to be alarmed, right? Very important.
Now, aside from those door alarms, that gate on your fence, that should also be alarmed, and they make those for the fence gates as well, and that's going to give you an added layer of protection and function the same way. If it's opened, it's going to sound. Now, another alarm you can have is a pool alarm, and pool alarms are designed to detect the splash that occurs if a child falls into the pool. Now, a CPSC study is looking at three types of pool alarms and found that the best performers were underwater alarms compared to the less less reliable options of floating pool alarms or wristband alarms that are worn by the children. Now, when you're purchasing a pool alarm, you always want to buy the type that includes a remote receiver alarm so that you can monitor the pool from inside your home, even with the door closed or the air conditioning on.
Now, just keep in mind that while pool alarms might provide emergency notification if a kid does fall in, none of these are substitutes for fences or covers or any other type of protective measure, including you. You are the number one protective measure for keeping kids safe. So while these are great backups, you really need to focus on your ability to keep an eye on those kids when they are around those pools. 888-666-3974. Give us a call right now. We'd love to chat with you about your next home improvement project.
Thurman in Massachusetts is on the line and needs some help with a garage floor. What's going on, Thurman?
Well, yes, I've seen some interesting pictures of very snazzy looking tiling on floors of the garage. Of course, this wouldn't be ceramic tile. These are special, usually rather thin tiles. And I just wondered if you've experienced with them or had any recommendations of what to look for.
Sure. I actually put garage floor tile down in my garage, which sort of doubles as my studio, last summer. And I used a product called Lock Tile. It looks a bit like a puzzle piece. They're about 20 by 20, and they have a puzzle edge on them. And you lay them down on top of the concrete floor. They snap together, so to speak, and there's a transition strip for where the door goes. I'm really happy with the look and the durability of them. I did have one issue with what's called flashing, which means when they make the tile, they overpoured some of the joints, so you have a little bit of extra material that comes out that you have to clean off. So that took me a little while in terms of the installation. But I think the product worked very well. You know, that's one option for garage floors. You also have different types of mats. Some are more durable than others that you can lay down. And then, of course, you've got a wide range of epoxy floorings to choose from. And those are really the options. What are you using this for mostly? Is it a space that you're working in, or are you just looking for a place for the car? Or?
It really is a garage, and I have a lot of other things in there. But I just thought it would look nice because I do have the garage is has a ceiling and is painted. And, you know, it looks kind of nice anyway. So I thought I would just stand it up.
Do you actually keep your car in there?
Yes, I actually do.
All right. There you go. You're unlike many across the country, including myself, who do more work in the garage than keep our cars in there. I will tell you that with some of the tile products, you have to also put a finish over them because they can react with the rubber tires. So you want to make sure that you read carefully all the options for the different tile products and make sure it's one that can stand up to hot tires especially, which you'll get in the summer.
I see. Okay. Now, so the Lock Tile is not an epoxy approach.
No, that's a puzzle piece. It is a physical tile that you snap together. Their website is locktileusa.com. You could start there. There are others. I just happened to find them in, like, the product and did sort of a two-tone approach. And if you go to moneypit.com and search garage floor, we actually put a time-lapse video of the actual tile installation on that site as well.
Oh, sure. Okay, great. All right,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, Thurman. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit on this beautiful summer weekend. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve your curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front door will do both for you. We're going to have some tips when the Money Pit continues.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you're enjoying a beautiful summer day. If you've got a project on your to-do list, give us a call and let's talk about it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on, but as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on, then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front entry door can do both.
Yep, and there have been surveys that showed that when you install a new front entry to your home, you can get a pretty dramatic boost in what home buyers think your home is worth, which leads to a lot more interest at the time of sale. There's a perceived value of about $25,000 that gets added on average to a house that's got a beautiful new entry. So it's kind of crazy, but it's really important. It's going to get people to stop not only at your door if they're driving by, but just as important, they'll be able to pay attention to your house if the photo of it is in a listing online, which so many people, of course, use first to scan houses.
That's true. Now, when you look for a new door, you have to remember that they're available in a bunch of different materials like wood or steel. But new fiberglass entry doors can really look so much like the real wood that it's hard to tell the difference. And I find that with the fiberglass doors, they're far more energy efficient than both the wood or steel options. And they often come with multi-point locks that make them almost impossible to break into.
We've had two, our front and our back door are both fiberglass, and they're absolutely beautiful, and they look just like wood. And I've had them now for, gosh, probably 10 years, and they just look good. They just don't wear. So really happy with the fiberglass. Now, when it comes to installation, it is not for the inexperienced DIYer, certainly not a do-it-yourself job, perhaps at all, especially if it's a larger door. I think it would be better for you to hire a pro for that particular project because removing the old door is going to open your house to the elements. You got to make sure, of course, that everything is going to fit properly. Speaking of which, too, measuring is going to be critical here. So if you do work with a window and door supplier, they'll do the measuring for you. This way, they'll make sure that the door is going to fit inside that opening without any additional work. But it's a great project. It's going to add value to your house and make it look so much better from the outside.
All right. Now we've got Paul coming up to the Money Pit. What is going on at your house and how can we help?
I just bought a house. It's about 110 years old. And it's cedar shingles on the outside, and it probably hasn't been painted in at least 20 years. So we're repainting the house, and I started working on it. I didn't know how much of the paint should be removed, seeing different things online, and I didn't know how much work to put in before we repaint it.
So, first of all, congratulations. For Leslie and I, that's a baby. We have older houses. Still a younger one. But actually, I have cedar shingles, and they've been on the house for, we went through, at one point, we took off three layers of siding. I mean, the house is 130-something years old now. And we restored the cedar shingles over 40 years ago. And since then, it's gone through, I think, only two paint jobs. So the paint for us has been lasting a long time. And here's why. What we do is, when we, first of all, we don't use paint, we use stain. if your house was already painted one rather than stained, you know, the difference is the paint sort of sits on top of the shingles and the paint, the stain sort of soaks in. But if you already are dealing with a paint job, you're kind of stuck and you have to paint it again because you're not going to be able to get it all off. But in terms of how much you take off, you really want to make sure you're taking off everything that's loose. And so if you're scraping it and you're wire brushing it, and you're loosening up as much as you can, that's all you can do, because you can't put good paint over bad paint, so you have to get the loose stuff off. And the next thing that I would recommend you do, which is really an important step, is to make sure you prime it. And not just put another coat of paint on it, but because the primer is, think of it as the adhesive. It's the glue that makes the paint stick. So you want to prime it properly, and then you put a paint on top of the primer. It will come out so much better and last a lot longer if you prime it. So you don't want to skip that step. I would not recommend the primer and paint in one for this particular project. Whatever brand you use, I would use a name brand. You know, I would use a Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams. I would stick within their line for whatever primer they recommend with the particular finish that you choose. And if you prime it and paint it, I think you can get a paint job that's going to last you, you know, hopefully 8 to 10 years.
All right, just ahead, if you're ready for an easy indoor decor project, adding new blinds can be just that. But when you measure your windows to order, there are two mounting options you've got to consider, inside mount versus outside mount. Now, both look great, but one might be a better choice for your type of window. We're going to help you decide next.
You live in a money pit.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Oh, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25. Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is available by podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn, as well as on MoneyPit.com. And you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888 Money Pit, no matter when you hear us. Well, to help celebrate Dad, we have launched a sweepstakes. Today is the, we're getting up on almost the last few days here to help you win tools for Dad. It's the last weekend. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools, 10 from Arrow Giveaway. Each one is worth $120 going out to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 high-temp glue gun. And these are the perfect tools for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and they're going to give your dad years of use.
Now, the sweepstakes ends Sunday at midnight, so enter once a day at MoneyPit.com and be sure to take advantage of the many, many ways you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Betty in California needs some help with a toilet question. What can we do for you today?
I'm interested in the high-rise toilet. And I'd like the pros and cons and possibly a brand, because our plumber's thinking of using Kohler, the quick flush and run well water, and that's it.
Well, there's really no cons of using a comfort height toilet, which is what that's called, not a high rise, but comfort height. They're a bit higher than a standard toilet. And in terms of brands, one that I can recommend is called American Champion 4. I've got American Champion comfort height toilets in our house, and really doesn't matter what age you are, they're just easier to use. And the other benefit is that they use very little water and they don't clog. So I would take a look at the American Standard Champion 4 toilets and just get the accessible size and you'll be good to go. All right, Betty, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, adding new blinds is a great way to spruce up the inside of your home. It's an easy DIY project to get done, too. In fact, Leslie, you just went through this entire process with SelectBlinds.com. So I want to talk about that experience, and especially how do you know whether you should go with an inside or an outside mounted blind? Because I think people get confused about that.
Yeah, you know, I did. I actually ordered some fabric shades, some Roman shades for our dining room because I changed the whole look of the window treatments in there, and some new shades for my son Charlie's room. Now, for the boys, I went with blackout shades, and for the dining room, I went with something that was a little bit more airy and lighter, but still kind of clean and modern looking, which for me is just a simple modern Roman shade. And I love that while I was like, oh, I'm just going to get white. And then I looked on the website, and there was like 100,000 different shades of white fabrics. And I was like, I'm going to order 15 samples, and then I will decide. So, I mean, that was hugely helpful because I got to hold the fabrics in my hand, put them up next to the drape, make sure I liked how it was going to look, and that made the selection process super easy. Now, I knew I wanted an inside mount because I like to see the frame on the window. My windows are very large. I like the architectural feel of that. I feel like when I do an inside mount, it feels very clean and crisp. And then if I do an outside mount, it's because I want it to feel a little bit more traditional, or maybe I'm going with more of a decorative style of shade, something that has like a valance or a little bit more of a soft, you know, not such a stiff Roman, but more of like a soft fold to it. So it depends on what type of shade I'm getting and what I want to see on that window. Now, I will say I did go with inside mount for Charlie's room with a blackout shade, and I just get the slightest little bit of light bleed on the sides because they make it just a drop smaller to fit into the inside mount. So it doesn't bother us. He's sleeping fantastically. So it's, you know, it's a personal preference. If you want a fully blackout shade in the room, definitely go with an outside mount because that'll just cover up everything. But we had no problems with the inside mount. And you also have to be really careful when you're measuring because so many windows are slightly different. You might have a run of windows and one's a half inch bigger, a quarter inch smaller. stuff like that. So the system on their website I liked about Select Blinds was that as I was ordering each window, I could label like Charlie's room window one, so that when everything came, even if they were slightly off, I was able to know exactly which window to install it in. So you want to make sure you measure for an inside mount inside the window frame along the top where the mounting brackets are going to go, and give them the exact measurement of that inside mount. And they'll shorten it, make it more appropriate to fit. And you also have to look, if you're looking at a wood blind or a different type of shade, make sure that the depth of that product will fit in the depth of your window. Because if you go with something that's way too deep and you have sort of a shallow jam in that window, it's not going to work. That bracket's not going to fit. So look at all of those measurements and then look specifically at that product, and that will help you find the right one for your room.
Now, both inside and outside mounts can work and work well, and SelectBlinds.com walks you through the measurement process with videos and a step-by-step worksheet. So you're going to pretty much get everything that you need to know. And today's tip was presented by SelectBlinds.com, providing all the inspiration, tools, and expert advice you need to choose, order, and install the right product and style to meet your needs, while saving you hundreds and a lot of time, too. SelectBlinds will even ship you a kit with 15 free samples, so you'll get a chance to see the quality of the blinds and make sure the color works before you place the order. And you'll always get at least 40% off with daily deals and discounts, and always free shipping and delivery on everything, so you never have to wait for a sale. Check out SelectBlinds.com. They really make it easy and convenient to order new blinds or shades for your home, and they save you time and money.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call, whatever you are working on, if it's a home repair, maybe it's an improvement, maybe you're remodeling or redecorating, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand 24 hours a day. Just give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, before you start a new construction project, we're going to tell you what important factors need to be addressed when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. That's where Elaine finds us.
That's right. Elaine writes, I have a newly installed bathroom vanity, laminate countertop, drop-in sink. The plumber caulked around the sink, which looks very nice. Is there a product that I can apply over the caulk to keep it snow white? Maybe a crystal clear acrylic?
That's a really interesting question, Elaine. It's one I don't think we've ever been asked before. Is there a way to keep caulk? It's pretty color, it's pretty bright shade when it's first installed. The answer
constantly
is no.
Dry your countertop, clean yeah. it all the time. I mean, it's a bathroom, so things are just inherently going to get mold and get mildew and get a little grimy. Even I find the caulk that's antimicrobial, I feel like it still looks a little dingy over time. I think it's just a matter of keeping down the water that's on that counter surface.
I think you're absolutely right, and I've always been a little bit distrustful of the claims of being, you know, guaranteed mold-proof, because it does just get a little dingy no matter what you do.
Water.
Now, I just actually tried a brand new one in my bathroom, and I won't tell you the name of it, but if it works out, I will, because I had to replace it's one of those projects where it starts slow and just builds from there. I wanted to regrout the tile because it was getting a little dingy, and there was some chunks of grout falling out. Of course, that turned into, you know, regrouting everything and also recaulking, and now I'm like, I think we need new hardware on the cabinets, so I bought new hardware, but the cabinets' hinges, the new ones don't fit the old ones. They fit, but they're off just like half a screw hole.
You did a
right?
lot of projects.
They're off half a screw hole. You know how when you get it, it's close, but it's just off that little bit, so that when you put the screw in, it's going to pull the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, that turned into me filling every hole in the cabinet doors and drawers now to be able to do these again. So it's climbing. But anyway, with respect to the caulk, no, you do not have to seal it. Just enjoy it. Keep it dry as possible. That will cut back on the mold and the mildew. And perhaps maybe take a look at your bath exhaust fan. Make sure it's on a humidistat so that the moisture always, when it's always high, the moisture will keep it running. And when it dries out, it'll stop.
All right, good luck with that. Now we've got a poster from Hudson in New Jersey who writes, we're planning to gut our ranch and redo the entire interior. I want to come up with some layouts before calling a contractor, and I realize I can't mess with those load-bearing walls, but how do I know which ones are the load-bearing walls?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a technical question. If you're gutting your home, I would definitely hire an architect before you hire a contractor, because that's the architect's job. You know, they're going to understand the design options and the way to save some money more than you will. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you want to sort of mess with some layouts, and that's not a bad idea. But even before you get the contractor in, if it's that level of a project, I would hire an architect to kind of work through those details. Now, in terms of bearing walls, I mean, you can mess with them, so to speak, but you have to do it right. I mean, you can take a bearing wall and you can open it up and you can have different types of girders and beams that support that load. It's just a little more complicated, so it's a cost consideration, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. If you want one rule of thumb, and let's say we're talking about a colonial or a ranch, a pretty typical house, the bearing wall is usually the wall in the middle that's parallel with the front and the back wall.
Yeah, and you know, Hudson, this is a big project, so if you get a pro involved early, like an architect, they're going to help you figure out what the best layout is, and they'll help you avoid those load-bearing walls unless you absolutely need to for the space. But definitely go with a pro so that you get this done right.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of this beautiful summer day. I don't think it's officially summer yet, but heck, we're going to consider that it is, because we are all here in the summer mood, and we are taking on our summer projects, and we assume, and we're sure you are as well. Remember, you can reach out to us with questions about those projects 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT and always on MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm
Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro.
I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before.
Declaring a great American comeback, President Trump resumed his political rallies this evening in Oklahoma.
The president returned to the campaign trail here in Tulsa, his first rally since early March when the coronavirus pandemic took hold. Thousands of people attended the event here at the BOK Center, but there were many empty seats. Mr. Trump blamed the crowd size on the media for scaring people away with reports of expected protests. Both Vice President Pence and the president revved up the audience by touting the administration's record and promising victory in November. Greg Clugston with the president in Tulsa.
A federal judge ruled this morning that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book, despite efforts by the Trump administration to try to block the release because of concerns over classified information being exposed. Former Trump advisor and Salem talk host Dr. Sebastian Gorka dismisses the most controversial parts.
John Bolton, who I used to consider a friend and a patriot and a man who'd served this nation honorably for years, is now an irrelevance.
And a memoir is due out Tuesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out after the United Nations Human Rights Council commissioned a report on police and racism. Pompeo calls the Geneva-based council a, quote, haven for dictators and the democracies that indulge them, and he said it just confirms the Trump administration's withdrawal from the Geneva-based council in 2018. Pompeo said the council should look at Cuba, China, and Iran if it wants to investigate racial disparities. The Belmont ran on Saturday, Tis the Law, came across the line first. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The Bank of England's apologized for the links that past governors of the institution had with slavery.
The central bankers called for trade in human beings an unacceptable part of English history and pledged not to display any images of former leaders who had any involvement. The decision comes after two British companies on Thursday promised to financially support projects assisting minorities after being called out for past roles in the slave trade. In the wake of George Floyd's death, racial equality protests have spread around the world, and protesters have taken a stand about the betrayal of people who profited from the slave trade. Charles de Ledesma, London.
5 years ago today, Max Scherzer pitched a no-hitter, losing his perfect game with two outs in the ninth inning when he hit a batter in the Washington Nationals 6-0 win over the Pirates. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The nation's largest movie theater chain has changed its position on mask wearing.
Less than a day after the company became a target on social media for saying it would defer to local governments on the issue, AMC Theater's CEO Adam Aaron said Friday that its theaters will require patrons to wear masks upon reopening, which will begin in mid-July. Customers who don't wear masks won't be admitted or allowed to stay. Rival chain Regal followed AMC's lead. Spokesman Richard Grover said Friday that moviegoers must wear masks in all of its theaters as well. Patrick Frost reporting.
In San Francisco, a group of about 400 people converged on Golden Gate Park to deface and tear down statues of Ulysses S. Grant, the 18th president of the United States, along with Spanish missionary Junipero Serra and Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Select Blinds and Arrow Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call right now with your home improvement project. We'd love to hear what you're working on this beautiful day. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question online at facebook.com/themoneypit. Coming up on today's show, with summer thunderstorms, blackouts are becoming more common, which is why now is a good time to think about adding a whole house generator. The costs have come way down on these guys, and the convenience can't be beat. So we're going to share some options on how to find the right size unit for your home in just a bit.
And if you're looking for an easy and inexpensive way to transform the look of your kitchen, applying a decorative stone surface to your countertop can do just that. We're going to talk with a unique company that has spent decades developing these DIY finishes for countertops, floors, and even pool decks just ahead.
And childproof or tamper-resistant outlets have come a long way, and they can not only help protect kids, but even adults from a dangerous accident. We'll explain the updates.
And this is the last week for our DIY Dad giveaway. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners. You can find the details at MoneyPit.com.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you working on? What are you planning? What would you like to get done? Are you still thinking about adding a summer improvement to your outside space so that you can really enjoy it? You want to convert a yard into a room, an outdoor room, that is. Do you want to take on a repair or decorating project inside? Kitchens, baths, soup to nuts, floorboards to shingles. Call us right now, and we will walk you through the project. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666. 3974.
Beverly in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a house that's just been built a year and a half ago, but I have a covered patio, and my builder put cedar posts up there. The rest of my trim is all white. So I wanted to cover or paint the cedar, but he's telling me I can't do it because I'll rot them out. And that doesn't sound right to me, but I'm not sure.
So what would you, in a perfect world, Beverly, what would you like to see in those cedar posts? Would you like them to be white and match the rest of the house?
Yeah, all of my trim is white, and so I would rather them be white. They're a year and a half old now, so they're starting to turn the cedar look and get all dark.
Right. Are they kind of decorative?
No.
Okay. So here's what I would do. The first thing, I'm going to recommend a staining process. So the first thing you're going to do is prime them with an oil-based primer or a solvent-based primer. And then you're going to stain them, and I would use a solid color stain. And a solid color stain is not going to look like paint, so it won't tend to peel. It'll fade over time, but it'll soak in really nicely. And you can get a white stain, a solid white stain. And it'll look quite attractive. Painting wood does not cause it to rot. It prevents it from rotting.
It just requires a lot of repainting.
Yeah. I mean, he said if I covered it or painted them, that it causes the moisture to hold to the base, and then they rot.
I would disagree with that. I think if you stain them, you'll find that they're quite attractive and that the moisture will work in and out just fine.
Good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Good luck with that project. You're very welcome.
Heading out to Minnesota, where Gordon has a question about garage moisture. What's going on, Gordon?
I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've got a two-stall garage. It's divided. It's a tuck-under garage. The house is a walkout, so the back side of the garage is below grade, and it ramps up from the front to the back. In the springtime, for the first couple of months in the spring, the garage floor is wet. And I believe that it's wicking up or coming up from under the floor. I don't believe it's just condensation forming on the top. My question is there any kind of a sealer or anything that I can do short of knocking out the whole floor? I know that now you should have a moisture barrier, some kind of poly under the floor before you poured if you wanted to put an epoxy coat or something on there.
There's two ways to address a moisture problem in a concrete structure like that. One is to try to make it float, which is not going to happen. And by that I mean when you put all sorts of sealers and caulks and so on these floors or on the walls, you're never going to block out 100% of that moisture. But the more effective thing to do is to reduce the volume of moisture that's getting there to begin with. And I think I can explain why you're seeing that moisture on the floor in the spring. Because concrete is very hydroscopic. It's like a sponge. Imagine if you stuck the end of a sponge in some water, how quickly that entire sponge fills up with moisture. That's what happens with concrete. So the first thing I want you to address is the sources of moisture, and they're very likely to be the spring rains and the drainage control of the foundation perimeter. It happens to almost everybody. So the walls that surround that below grade space, we want to make sure that there's gutters on that, covering that side of the roof, that are not only there, they're sized properly, which means you have at least one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface, and that the downspouts are extended well away from the foundation. We're talking 4 to 6 feet. The second thing to do is to make sure that the soil slopes away and there's nothing trapping moisture against the house like landscaping. If you do those two things, you will dramatically reduce the amount of moisture that's getting up against that concrete, and that will stop the moisture that's from pulling up onto the floor and perhaps even through the walls. Now, as for a sealant, what I would recommend you do, because this is a garage floor, is to simply paint it with an epoxy paint. These epoxy finishes now are terrific. They're pretty easy to use. They're a two-part mix. Usually when you buy the epoxy kit, you'll have a gallon that's about three-quarters filled with product, and then a quart can that's the hardener. You mix the two together, and you basically paint the floor. And sometimes there's like color chips that you can drop into paint that help hide dirt. And when it dries, it's a chemical reaction. It's really hard, and it really adheres well to the floor. And I think that will stop some of the residual moisture that's left. But try to control as much moisture as you can before you take that step. And between the two, I think you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. As far as that epoxy, everything that I've seen says to not apply it to a floor that gets damp. There's a plastic test, and you tape a piece of plastic down, and it moisture forms.
Yeah. Personally, I think that's a really silly test, but people seem to like it. Look, all concrete floors are going to contain some level of moisture. As long as it's not excessively wet, then I think you'll be okay. Now, there usually is an etching material, like an etching wash that you use first. So I would do that just to make sure the floor is ready to accept it. But if you pick a nice dry day, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, well, I thank you for the insight. Appreciate your time.
All right, Gordon, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Whatever you are working on, we are here to lend a hand. If it's a repair, an improvement, a decor question, a summer entertainment question, we want you out in your yards and enjoying your homes. So let us give you a hand 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Well, now that summer is just about here, summer storms are as well, which makes blackouts more common. Have you ever thought about what could happen if you lose power and you're not home to do anything about it? Like maybe your basement's flooding and the pump can't come on because there's no power? Well, a whole house generator can solve that. We'll share the options and how to choose the best size for your home after this.
You live in a body pit.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to WildAlaskanCompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's WildAlaskanCompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question. You can also subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast. This is actually episode 2007. I can't believe sometimes that we've done over 2,000 episodes of the Money Pit Podcast, which may be why Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. Because we are here, we are sticking around, and we are not going anywhere. So we'd love for you to join us on the podcast. podcast. You can pick it up at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Pretty much all the major platforms carry us. Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions, no matter when you hear the show, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, with Father's Day this weekend coming up, you guys, we have a great sweepstakes that ends soon. It's meant to help you win tools to celebrate Dad, and it's called the DIY Dad Giveaway. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
Yep, and each set is worth $120, and it's got some of the most popular tools that Arrow makes. The T50, which is literally a historic staple gun product. It's been around so long, it's so effective and fun to use. And the PT50, which is a pneumatic version of that, as well as the Arrow GT300 high temp glue gun. These tools are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and they're going to give your dad years of trouble-free use.
That's right. You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, but make sure that you take advantage of the other ways that you can earn extra entries. You know, subscribe to our podcast, visit us on social media, all of it. Get lots of entries. This is the last week to enter.
My favorite tool is the GT300 glue gun. Literally, when I got this glue gun, I went around and I threw out all the old glue guns we had in the house. Because it's big, it holds, you know, plenty of glue sticks, it's high temp, it was so easy to control, and I just loved it. So
it's like the best glue gun ever.
It really is.
Now I've got Allison in New York on the line who has an unwanted visitor at their money pit. What's going on?
My husband, I wish he was on with me, but our mission is to humanely trap, we believe to be a squirrel that's running between the drop ceiling in our basement, and my husband said 2x8 joint rafters. It's like a 2-inch space only. And
what I want you to do is to go out and pick up a trap called a have a heart trap. Now, these have-a-heart traps are live traps in that they're going to catch this squirrel, and then you're going to pull this trap out, and you can take them out to the woods somewhere and release them. What you do with the have-a-heart trap is once you get it set up, in the back of the trap where you want the squirrel to kind of end up, put an apple back there, and don't just put it back there, but wire it to the back wall of the trap. Take a piece of, like, picture wire, thread it through the apple, and kind of tie it off. So, because I tell you what, even though these traps are good, those squirrels and other small rascals can sometimes grab that without tripping the door. But if you wire it to the back of the trap, they don't have a chance. And set it near the opening wherever you can get access to it. And I'll tell you, sooner or later, that squirrel's going to wander in that trap, and bam, you'll hear the door slap, and they will not be happy. They'll kind of be running in circles trying to figure out a way to get out. But you can cover them with a blanket, throw them in the back of your car in the trunk, and take it out somewhere. And then as you open that up, believe me, they're not going to stand around to kind of talk about it with you. They'll just bolt. As soon as you lift that door, they will bolt into the woods.
Okay.
I hope that helps you out, Allison. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when the forecast calls for a bad summer storm, a whole house generator can make sure that you are ready for that storm. And you need to think about how they are designed to work.
That's right. Now, a whole house generator is going to run on either natural or propane gas, and they're installed directly to your home. So if you lose power, that generator is going to automatically start up and restore the power to your house. Now, it's available in a ton of different sizes. So depending on the size of the generator you get, you can choose what you want to power from, say, just a few critical items or the entire house. And that can include your lights, the HVAC system, a refrigerator, a sump pump, security system, electronics. I mean, more, depending on the size of that generator, you really could do every single circuit in your entire home. And a lot of the generators also have remote monitoring capabilities so that a homeowner can manage their automatic standby generator from a phone when you're not at home, which is huge because you could be away or out of town and something could be going on at your house that you need to check out. And this is going to let you do so.
You know, I've had two generators over, you know, the last decade plus. The first one I had was a smaller one that was designed just as what's called a standby, so it only protected, you know, the critical circuits in the house. It didn't protect, like, the air conditioning system or some of the bigger appliances that we had. And then when it came time to upgrade it, I went with a whole house system because the prices have come down so much. And now it's awesome. Everything in the house basically comes right back on within 15 seconds of losing power. I always hear this big sound of the breaker tripping in the basement because it sounds like that big Frankenstein breaker, you know, where it goes ka-chunk and it slams the new position and the generator kicks on, and it just keeps everything going. So great time to think about that. There's a lot of tools on manufacturers' websites, too, that will enable you to figure out what size you need, because the prices vary based on the size. But, you know, I got a 20K unit, and I was super happy with, you know, medium to large size house. It did really, really well.
Yeah, I have a 20kW also, and I feel kind of piggy when the power goes out. And literally every light in my house is on, the air conditioning's on, I'm running the laundry. I'm like, should I turn lights off in solidarity?
Well, we always get the calls from our neighbors about their, you know, their refrigerables and things are going bad.
Things?
Yeah, it's a good thing I have a spare freezer.
Michael in Virginia is on the line and is working on a decking project. Tell us about it.
Hey, so I've got a 12 by 12 deck that came with the house, and it's about 20 years old. So boards are starting to peel up, and I'm no longer able to get a screw to stick in the sublayment. Am I able to sister the underlying boards with 2x4s or something to build up the base, or am I better off replacing all of the substructure along with the deck?
So if it's 20 years old and it sounds like it's not pressure treated, and if the existing floor joists have decayed to the point where they won't even hold a screw or a nail, I think it's time to replace that deck structure and all, because you know the clock is ticking now and it's going to be potentially very unsafe in a very short period of time. So what I would tell you to do is to remove it, replace it, and consider using composite for the decking surface. You can use pressure treated for the frame, but use composite for the decking surface. Between the composite and the pressure treated, you know, you'll get more than another 20 years out of it.
Okay, now I've looked at composites, and price-wise, they're pretty pricey. Am I going to be able to save a few bucks by going to a heavier-duty, like a 2x6 kiln-dried board and sealing all that when it goes in?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't use 2x6. What I would use is 5/4x6 if you want to go with the wood decking. But you're going to have to seal and stain that, you know, every couple of years. The thing with composites is all you got to do is clean it. I mean, if you look at like a big box store like a Home Depot, and those composites are not terribly expensive. They look really good.
All right. I'll have to check them out.
Because remember, you're not replacing the floor joists with it. You know, you're only doing the deck surface. So if it's 12 by 12, you know, that's 144 square feet. That's 288 lineal feet. It's probably worth it.
I see. Now, we are thinking about expanding it out a few feet, too.
Yeah, well, that would be the time to do it, you know.
Okay.
So you're doing the substructure is still all of the pressure-treated lumber because you need that for the support. And then all of the decking itself and the fascia boards, and you can even do the railings, all of that can be the composite. And it's really gorgeous. You know, I have one that's sort of mid-range, but it has an interesting grain to it and almost looks like an Ipe. You know, you can get ones that are super simple, and you can get ones that really look exotic, and I think that's where your price point's going to swing a lot.
Now, how do you deal with the railings and the fencing it in?
So the post would come up, and that would be, you know, the basis for your supports, and that would be your pressure-treated lumber, and that would be built up through from the substructure, and then there are sleeves that go over it in the composite. Now, you can get ones that match your decking, or you can go with white.
And then for the substructure, now, I am talking about extending this out. There are these concrete, I don't know, they're about a foot by a foot blocks that you can buy that you can lay your 4x6 across for, they say it's for decking like in the yard. Am I better off doing that or poured concrete?
There are prefabricated footings for decks. They look like sort of like pyramids, but they're not like one by one. They're like one by one by about 3 feet tall, and they have a place for a bracket on top. I've used those. They work really well. They're a little harder to install because you got to be more accurate with where the hole is. But frankly, I think the easiest thing to do is just to dig it yourself, a 1 foot by 1 foot square that's a couple of feet deep, and you know, mix up 3 or 4 bags of quickcrete and make that the footing. And then you can drop the pressure treated right into that. And then if you use the right level of pressure treated, it can actually be in ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Tom.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Susan in California is on the line and needs some help with a driveway makeover. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm so glad you said the money pit, because that's exactly what it is. And now it's the driveway, about 1,200 square feet, and it's about 38 years old, and it needs something else done, and I really don't want to resurface it with blacktop. What are my options?
So it's an asphalt driveway now? That's what you're starting with?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I got news for you, Susan. The 38-year-old roadway needs to be replaced, and that's exactly what you have. Whether it's a road that goes down the street or a road that's a highway, nothing lasts 38 years. And if you've gotten 38 years out of that driveway,
it's time for a new one. And sure, you can keep slapping sealer on it and patching the cracks and all of that, but at that age, it's got to go.
What's the best way? Do they just remove the whole thing and then start from scratch, or what's the best way to go?
I think that's the best way. In most cases, that's the best way. You can resurface it, but if you want to make sure that the base is really solid, you know, you would take off the old, they would put a new base down, they would compact it with machines, so it's really, really solid, and then they would apply new asphalt on top of that. I would make sure I got a specification as to exactly how many inches of this material they're going to put down so that you can compare apples to apples when you're looking at different contractors, but I think that's going to be your best solution.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You can get in on the fun while calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or your home improvement question. Coming up, are you ready for an easy DIY kitchen makeover? Up next, we've got a product that can transform an old, worn laminate countertop into a beautiful stone surface. So stick around. 888-MONEY-PIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, with more and more of us staying home these last few months, there's been a huge increase in the number of DIY home improvement projects that consumers are taking on to improve the look, the function, and even the safety of their homes.
Yes, and if the projects you'd like to get done include applying a beautiful decorative stone surface to your kitchen countertop, or perhaps adding a slip-resistant real stone surface to a pool deck, or even applying an epoxy coating to your garage floor, these are all projects you can accomplish with the help of the products made by Deich Coatings. With us to talk about these projects and more is the company's president, Peter Deich. Welcome, Peter.
Hello. Good day to you both.
Well, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. And Peter, as I have to say that I've followed your work for many years, and you guys have really focused on developing products that work well and are very affordable and easy for DIYers to use and always result in a beautiful transformation.
Yeah, we're real fans of stone. And really, it's one of the most timeless things that you can apply, but it is also usually a very costly thing to apply as well. You know, our way of looking at it is if you can put down a new surface right over what you have the beauty and the durability of stone, but use your existing foundational base, be it a countertop that's made out of laminate, or an old, you know, very worn, very ugly looking concrete patio, this is an easy solution that you can do in a weekend. And that's really what we love to do is offer easy, decorative performance fixes.
Well, and I think that's so important for homeowners, especially when they know they want to make a change. They don't have the budget to do a huge transformation, but they're able to, you know, create a huge transformation with, you know, a much smaller budget, something they can do themselves. It's really just a fantastic line of products.
Well, thank you very much. And, I must say, I agree with you. And, you know, I mean, really, you know, if you have a pool deck and, you know, a patio and it's been there for many years and it's just looking really, really worn, very old, outdated, you want to pick up the color and change it. The nice thing here is when you put this down, depending on what finish, you can really make that surface look like the real deal. And, you know, we've taken all of the creative and everything out of it, and we've made it a very formula approach. So you just do the steps. For instance, if you're using our Spreadstone concrete resurfacing kit, you can make it look like you've got, you know, slate tile on your pool deck. And it will absolutely look stunning, and you can do it in a weekend with all kinds of patterns. Now, if you jump over to the indoor side of things, and you have an existing countertop, be it made out of laminate or even concrete or even just plywood, made it, you know, you can actually put down a real stone surface that everyone will believe is the real thing. And what did you do is, you know, you got something that looks like you put the slab in, but for just a tiny, tiny fraction of the cost, and you can do it yourself.
Let's talk about those countertops just a little bit more. So the material, is it real, actual real stone in the fluid material? Is it embedded stone that you're applying to it?
It's real stone, and really it's a pickup off of what we've done for years.
Right.
We've manufactured stone-based coatings for surfaces for many years, and there was a point maybe 10 years ago where we said, look, you know, there are a lot of, you know, worn, ugly-looking countertops out there, and what are your options? Your options are remove everything, and now you're really talking construction. You're talking a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can use that surface. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you roll on this stone finish, and the video shows it in great detail, you just roll this on, and you technically have a stone countertop because that's what you've applied over top. And you never had to tear anything out. You might pop your sink up a couple inches, pop everything back down, and literally in a weekend, you have a totally complete transformation to your kitchen, also your bathroom vanity, you know, just any surface. And it's quick and easy, and we tend to have very many happy customers with that.
So, Peter, you talked about being able to apply this to a variety of surfaces, from an existing laminate top to a plywood top that maybe you've just made. Now, those are sort of different surfaces to start with. What is the prep process? Is it similar for both, or is it completely unique to what you have already?
If you have an existing laminate surface, laminate countertop, for instance, there is sandpaper in the kit as well as all other required tools and accessories. And you would scratch your surface with the sandpaper. You have to also make sure the surface is clean. And you may not even notice that there's a lot of, you know, deep scratching going on. But the whole idea there is to make even a little bit of a micro scratch effect that will just give the product a little bit more bonding power, though, frankly, it bonds excellently to a lot of things anyway. But basically, you clean it, scuff it, and then you apply the coatings. The base coat primer is made to bond very, very tenaciously to laminate, but also if you have a plywood countertop, which we get asked all the time, be it indoor or outdoor, you would just roll on the primer. You don't need to scuff anything, and the material will actually seep into the pores of that wood surface. And you just follow the steps, and in a weekend, if you have an outdoor countertop for your barbecue area, you can do that outdoors, or if you're building something in your home, in the kitchen, you can do that too. You don't even have to get to the stage of having an existing surface. Just use what you have.
Wow, what a great extension to your existing options for outdoor countertops, because typically you'd either use stone or you'd make a concrete top, which are beautiful, but let's face it, they're costly. They're a lot of work. But with this product, you can basically create the look of stone and with some of the durability aspects as well. How is it in terms of cleaning? Because that's an issue that sometimes folks complain about when it comes to real stone countertops. They don't recognize how absorbent they can be, and sometimes stains get left behind.
No, this is excellent as far as resistance to staining. It's also excellent as far as hot pans, and there's nothing you want less than to, you know, go through all this work and then you put a hot pan down and you've marred it. So
right.
We've done all the testing, and again, because it's a stone coating, it has an excellent thermal insulation resistance factor there. So it's going to stand up better than, say, a paint or something like that. So basically, you've got a stone shell on that surface that will serve you very well. And the nice thing is you did it yourself. You didn't have to get into a lot of planning and headaches and costs and construction. You just went right down over what you had. And in a couple of days, you've got a complete transformation.
Well, that's fantastic. This sounds like a really advantageous line of products for DIYers. Aside from the decorative stone for Formica, we talked a little bit about the pool deck. You also have a DIY epoxy garage floor kit that's industrial strength. Now, we love to spend time in our garages. A lot of us have been, you know, busy with home workshops, and we're working on cars, whatever we're doing. Those garage floors, unless you have something on them, they're really hard to clean, and epoxy makes a big difference. So talk to us about this epoxy kit that you offer.
It's called the DieHard 100 industrial strength epoxy floor coating. And basically what it is it's a 100% solids formula, meaning that whatever you put down on that surface will dry exactly that way. Unlike a water-based retail product that when it dries, half of the actual material that you rolled on, more than half, is gone because the carrier was water. I know I'm getting a little bit,
right. I understand. Yep.
You know, chemistry.
Yeah, you're a chemist, we get it.
Yeah, so basically you put this on, and it's very, very hard, and you can either roll it onto your existing concrete, or you can even use a squeegee if you want to do it in that professional way. You will get lower coverage if you do it that way, but in either case, you can drive forklifts on this. It's meant for that kind of environment, and someone would ask, well, is that overkill? Does it really need to be that durable? Well, you know, I'd say why not? If this is available at a cost,
like, better to be more durable.
I think so. I completely agree with you.
Yeah,
you
we have to say here, we say do it once, do it right, and don't do it again. You know, so if it's going to stand up. The company's called Dice Coatings. The website is Dice, that's spelled D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Take a look at this site. You will be impressed with the number of products that this team makes and the quality of them, as we've been talking about. Peter Dice, the president, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Hey, thank you. And it's been a great pleasure speaking with you, and hope we can speak again soon.
Just ahead, if you've got kids, having tamper-resistant outlets are important. We're going to share some of the latest innovations next.
You live in a money pit.
Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Ah, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Money Pit.
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Available online at MoneyPit.com, where you can also subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. This is episode 2007, so we've been at it for a bit. We'd love to have you join us. You can sign up at MoneyPit.com, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcasts, iHeart, TuneIn, pretty much wherever you get your tunes, we are there. And you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT anytime you hear the show. Well, to help celebrate Dad, we have launched a sweepstakes that's now in its last week. It ends Sunday at midnight. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
Yeah, each set is worth $120 and includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 high-temp glue gun. Now, these tools are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and these tools are going to give your dad years and years of use.
You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and while you're there, be sure to take advantage of the many ways you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media. It ends Sunday at midnight, so enter today at MoneyPit.com.
Well, one of the first things that new parents do is childproof their homes, and they're doing that to make sure that those curious little guys aren't getting into cleaning supplies or, you know, injuring themselves by accident at home. And one of the most important areas that you have to childproof are the electrical outlets.
Yeah, but the old way of plugging in a piece of plastic, you know, one of those plastic plugs, it's not
that you
only
can never get out again.
Well, yeah, or you get, that's right, you get it. It's the kids seem to get it out. You may have a hard time. But I don't like them because they can be a choking hazard, and then if a parent brings it out, they usually leave it out, which kind of defeats the whole purpose. There are a lot better options today that are just better to have. They're tamper-resistant outlets, they're safer, they're more convenient, and they can definitely be a permanent part of your home safety.
Yeah, and you know what? These childproof or these tamper-resistant outlets have truly come a long way, and they can help protect not only the kids, but even adults from a dangerous accident. And a better type are the spring-loaded receptacle cover plates, and those are going to block access to the electrical contacts totally. Now, the way they work is that a shutter closes off the contact openings or the slots of the receptacles. When a plug is inserted into the receptacle, both springs are compressed and then the shutter opens, and that's going to allow for the metal prongs to make contact and create that electrical circuit. Now, because both springs must be compressed at the same time, the shutters are not going to open when a child attempts to insert an object into only one contact opening, and then there's no contact with electricity. You know, my sister Elise, when she was little, took a bobby pin right into an electrical outlet at a hair salon while my mom was getting ready for a wedding.
Oh, man.
I mean, you have to be so careful because these things happen so quickly and, you know, could be very dangerous.
Exactly. Now, if it's a new installation, a new home or a new renovation, these tamper-resistant outlets are now required by building code. They're not expensive to purchase. They're not expensive to install. And, you know, they're not inconvenient. Once you get used to sort of sliding the shutter to the right or the left, I forget which way it slides, to insert the plug and then have it snap back when you unplug something, I mean, they're just something you get used to and they keep the kids safe the whole time.
Home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, tunneling rodents can really tear up a yard. Up next, we've got some advice to stop moles from digging holes in your backyard when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call with your home improvement question, or post your question online at moneypit.com.
We've got a post from Paul who writes, we've got a lot of yard damage from moles. Then with all of the rain we've had in the last few days, a lot of the tunnels washed out, leaving a muddy mess. What can I do to make sure these furry creatures stay away?
Well, you kind of have to starve them out, Paul. The reason that they are there in your yard is most likely because you have these tasty little creatures just under the grass called grubs. They're worm-like creatures, and the moles absolutely love to eat them. So if you can use a grub control product, then you will reduce the number of grubs, and this will send the moles off your property, off to your neighbors where they can destroy their lawns instead, unless you share this tip. Bonide has a product that's called DuraTurf, which is an insect and grub control that will work well for this, and it will eliminate most of the insects that the moles love to feed, and then, believe me, they will move on once they can't find the food.
All right, next up we've got a post from Davey who writes, we recently had a tree limb fall in the house and puncture the roof, which now has to be replaced. The insurance adjuster recommended changing from gable end ventilation to a ridge vent. What's your opinion on ridge vents, and is now the best time to consider adding one?
Absolutely, and that is a very good insurance adjuster. It's a much more effective way to ventilate a roof, and it will reduce the moisture in the attic space, which makes your insulation that much more effective at the same time.
All right. I mean, that's really smart that they brought that up, and truly, when you're replacing the roof, that's the time to add the ridge vent, right?
Yep.
All right. Good luck with that, Davey.
Well, if you want to make the most of your outdoor space, the way to do that is to convert it to an outdoor living space. Turn it essentially into a spare room. Leslie's got some great ideas to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, this is like the greatest time of year because you're using some spaces of your home, the outside, that you don't get to use all the time. And you can really create these wonderful spaces for relaxing, for dining, however you want. But, I mean, you really have some opportunities to make a great space. So say you want your outside space to be for dining. Well, you can add some really beautiful ambient lighting to help set the mood. Candles are great, but make sure you get citronella candles that will help keep those bugs away. Or really great tiki torches around the yard or paper lanterns hanging from the inside of your umbrella. You can think of some fun, different ways to bring in lighting. that really changes the dynamic of the space once the sun goes down, and it makes your yard feel so special. I mean, it's just a great way to do it. Now, if you're looking to add some shade during the daytime hours and maybe a barrier against bugs at night, you might consider a portable gazebo, and those have netting on them. Now, you can zip the netting closed or bring the netting all down, depending on the type of gazebo, to protect you guys as you're eating or relaxing in there, whatever that space is, from the bugs. And then in the daytime, you can tie them back when you're not using them. Now, for an outdoor space to feel really cozy and nice and homey, think about adding an outdoor rug, because that can help anchor your outdoor seating, gives you a focal point, and it helps to give a pop of color and a really great design statement. And remember, you can even bring your indoor decor outside with accessories that are made for the outdoors. You can find everything from lamps, wall decor, all kinds of decorative items that are made specifically to withstand the elements. So treat that space as just another room and have fun and make it really lovely and enjoy that spot.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you love gardening and landscaping, you might not think there's much new to know about one of the most common landscaping tools, the shovel. Well, it turns out all shovels are not created equal. We'll explain why on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.